All right, church, let's pray together. God, our salvation, there is wisdom, peace, and joy for those who keep your holy word. By the power of your Holy Spirit, lead us in your truth and teach us to do your will. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, God, and King. Amen. Please, open your Bibles and listen. For these are the very words of God, coming from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. And there will be signs, and sun, and moon, and stars. And on the earth, distress of nations, in perplexity, because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your head, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told him a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. And that day will come upon you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. These are the very words of God. Thanks be to God. I have a question for you this morning. What has been the most significant day of your life? The most important day. See, these kinds of days are often the ones that you have prepared for, anticipated, looked forward to, and planned for. What has that day been for you? Was it the day that you graduated? Was it your wedding day? The day your first child was born? The day your fifth child was born? All those days were very important to me. Well, not the fifth child. I only have two. But some days it feels like five. But another important day for me was May 12th, 2009. That was the day that I was ordained as a minister of word and sacrament. While seminary itself lasted for 4 years, it was almost 10 years in the making. Years of prayer, preparation, and study, all culminating in that very day. Maybe you've experienced that important day of yours, feeling like it would never come. only for it to arrive finally, making all the preparation, work, prayer, sweat, and tears worthwhile. They're all worth it. Today, we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. While the word Advent does mean to wait, it also signifies coming. The season of Advent isn't just the church's version of the Christmas shopping season. No, Advent is a time of preparation for what is ahead, and more specifically, for who is coming. A little spoiler alert, Jesus arrives on Christmas. But am I ready to welcome him? Is my family ready to welcome him? Are we truly prepared? But you might ask, Pastor, what is there to be prepared for? Sure, much preparation went into Jesus' coming on that night in Bethlehem, like getting the people of Israel ready and all of that. But for us now, he has already come. That's good to remember and celebrate, but he's already come, right? Well, there's actually another event that we're preparing for during Advent, Christ's second coming. Here's another spoiler alert. He's coming back. He's not finished with us. And our gospel today we hear, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus' second coming will not be a quiet night. No, he will come in glory to judge the world, rewarding the righteous with eternal life and the unrighteous with eternal punishment. And we need to be ready for that. Be vigilant of all times, Jesus tells us, and pray that you will have the strength. But how do we prepare? It feels so distant, right? When the world is going to end, it's hard to believe that it's going to happen anytime soon. But wait, there's more. See, Advent isn't just about preparing for one or two of Christ's arrivals. No, there's actually a third coming that we're getting ready for. There are three comings of Christ. The first on Christmas Day, the second at the end of time, and the third in between those two, when the Lord bursts into our everyday lives and turns them upside down, like when he appeared on the shore to some fishermen mending their nets, or to a tax collector at the custom booths, or to men and women throughout history, saints and sinners alike, when the Lord entered their lives, burst into their routines, and made his presence, love, truth, and kingdom known in and through them. Like when he made his presence known to a young high schooler at a Christian retreat. Another spoiler alert, that was me. And that moment changed my life forever. See? This third coming, this middle coming, is when the Lord shows up, breaking into our ordinary lives here and now. And that is the coming that we need to focus on most today, because it's through receiving Christ in this middle coming that we prepare for his return in glory. Advent is a time each year that we need to be reminded. We need to remember that we must be prepared for his coming now, today. We need to feel an urgency that Christ's coming isn't just something that we tell our children about. No, it's not just a story that we tell to our children. It's a story of our lives here and now, today. Are you preparing for the Lord to come into your life today, right now? The Lord says in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock." Are you ready to answer that knock? Or are we asleep at the wheel? Christ has a stern warning for us in today's gospel. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from being entertained to death with slothfulness, drunkenness, and the anxieties of daily life, so that that day doesn't catch you off guard. So that day doesn't catch you by surprise like a trap. Too many hearts today are drowsy. Our world today is drowsy. Our world today is almost entirely asleep, sound asleep, just like they were on that first Christmas Eve. We need to honestly ask ourselves how we've allowed our hearts and our lives to become sleepy, how we have allowed our lives to become drowsy. I don't know about you, but often I find myself caught up in the anxieties of everyday life. Those countless little things that add up to become significant issues until another day is gone, another week is gone, another year is gone, and my heart and my life remain silent, not even noticing the Lord knocking on my door. How many of us are merely sleepwalking through life, wasting our time on meaningless things, scrolling through our phones, chasing the latest news or trends, drinking in excess, playing video games, seeking comfort and pleasure, whatever it may be. Meaning that we are squandering the precious moments that make up our lives. Friends, there are many greater things that we can be doing with our time that the Lord calls us to. But then what happens when we stay asleep? I drift through another day or year without noticing the knock on the door, without hearing the voice of the Lord, the voice of God who loved me into existence, who formed me out of the dust of the earth, who reaped into my life. Wake up! This Advent is a time to wake up, shake up the drowsiness in our hearts and lives, to rise up from our spiritual apathy and do what we know that we should be doing. Ask yourselves, what will I have time to do later? If I knew the day that Jesus was going to show up, or the day that he was coming, what would I do before then? What have I been putting off? Confessing my sins? Kicking that bad habit? Getting help? Reconciling with a family member or friend or neighbor? Making things right with your spouse? Getting off the couch and spending time with your kids or grandkids or great-grandkids, making time for prayer and reading the Holy Scriptures, serving those in need, getting baptized, opening the door of your life to the one who loves you more than anything, and building God's church and kingdom here on earth in your own sphere of life in response to what God has done for you. If you're not going to do it now, when will you? Now is the time. This season is the time. Wake up and take this season of Advent seriously as a time of preparation, because Christ is coming. He stands at the door and he knocks. Those most important moments in life I mentioned at the start of today didn't happen by chance. They didn't catch you off guard. My ordination, your wedding? You didn't just wake up one day and think, oh, I'm getting married today. Does anybody have a suit I can borrow? Hopefully that didn't happen. No, those days occurred because you were prepared. After all, you were ready because you were willing to sacrifice comfort and ease and put in effort, time, prayer, sweat, and tears. And those moments were worth it. They were worth every single second of preparation. My wife is well worth it, wherever you are. But sometimes the most critical moments, they catch us unexpectedly. We don't often like to think about it, but everyone has a moment coming that will be the most significant in the grand scheme of things. And will we be ready? Or will it take us by surprise? In my junior year of college, one of the guys that I lifted weights with was named David. One day, during a workout, he felt a little off. An hour later, he collapsed. He had a brain aneurysm and died the next day. He didn't see that coming. About 5 years ago, a member of my previous congregation was out shoveling his driveway when he had a sudden heart attack and died. He didn't see that coming. We all know people who have gone through tough times or passed away suddenly. But these two men, especially David, who I recall being 20 years old at the time, kept saying he was ready to go. He was ready to go. Meaning he was living his life in a way that prepared him. He was living each day close to the Lord. He could not have known that his day was coming, but he was prepared because he was preparing his life to meet the Lord. Can you and I say the same thing? Will I be ready? Will you be ready? Will I be prepared? Because on that day, at the end of our lives, no matter what happens, we stand before the Lord, the just judge of everything, and hope to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servants." On that day, all the preparation, work, prayers, sweat, and tears will have been worth it. So, wake up! This Advent is a time to prepare for his coming and to open the door of our lives to him, to prepare for his first, second, and third coming. With this said, I want to challenge you. Commit to one specific thing this Advent season, to wake yourselves up from your drowsiness, whatever it may be. That can mean getting up a few minutes earlier to pray each morning. Maybe it involves giving up something that makes you sleepy, like social media, video games, excess of alcohol, or Netflix. Give up some of that time and instead read the Holy Scriptures daily and pray. Maybe you could read one chapter daily from the Gospel of Luke this December. Friends, take action. How will you prepare for the Lord's coming this Advent? How will you and your family get ready? Will you be prepared for his arrival? Because he is standing at the door. He is at the door knocking. And so today, in this worship service, invite him in. Invite the King of the universe, the God who forms you from the dust of the earth. Invite him in so that you will be ready to receive him when he finally comes again. And he will. He has promised us. He will come again. Praise be to God. And God comes to us today, knowing that we need to be fed. Knowing that we cannot live life alone. That we, by our own bootstraps, cannot pull ourselves up. God comes in the midst of his people. And he feeds us for the journey ahead. He has come. Let's pray together. Lord God, we want to thank you. We want to thank you that you have created us. We want to thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of our fallenness and sin, you have forgiven us. You, O Lord, came on that one night in Bethlehem, and you walk with your people. Now, you are constantly coming to us. And Lord, we want to praise you, because without you doing that, Lord, we would not be able to be saved. We would not be able to join you in heaven. We would not be able to enjoy your good graces. Thank you, Lord, for coming. I ask that, Lord, now that we would focus our lives upon you, because there will be one day, whether it comes suddenly for us, whether it comes at the end of time, you will come again. You will take us. So help us to prepare. Praise be to you, O God. Amen.